Welcome to the Homeschool Show from North Carolinians for Home Education. Our goal is to help you homeschool with confidence and joy. I'm your host, Matthew McDill, and we have as our co-host today, Amanda Wares.
Yes, hello.
How are you?
I am well. How
Great.
Are you?
Doing fine. Good
All
to see
right.
you.
All right, doing good. So today in homeschool news, we are going to remind you about the Dad's Retreat
right.
that's coming up. And in Homeschool Conversations, we're going to show you a little piece of a webinar that I recently recorded with Lindsay LaVisca of A Heart for All Students, just for those of you parents that are homeschooling kids with special needs or any kind of learning difference. Then on Homeschool Helps with Amanda, I am going to continue talking about getting started with homeschooling. It's that time of year. Today, I'm going to talk about some tips maybe for scheduling or how do we order our homeschool day. Then you, Matthew, are going to share with us some encouragement from Scripture in Wisdom from the Word.
That's right. Sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just start off news with our only item, which is the Dad's Retreat. This is the first Dad's Retreat we've ever had, mm-hmm. or at least it's been a really long time that I'm ever aware of having one. So
yeah.
you might want to get in on the first Dad's Retreat ever.
Yes.
And so we really want to help dads. We want to strengthen and support them in their leadership in their home. They have a responsibility and opportunity to lead in their marriage with their mm-hmm. children, to lead in their faith. They have an opportunity to be a part of the homeschool process,
yeah.
The opportunity to support their wife and the part that the mother and wife has in that. And to be even creative about how they can also be teaching and be a part. And so we're going to be spending some time talking about that, encouraging each other, having some teaching time, but there'll also be some hangout time and some relaxation as well. So you want to check this out. It's September the 29th and 30th. We'll be meeting at the Caraway Conference Center near Asheboro. And you can go to the nchg.com homepage and you'll see a link there where you can go and get more information and fill out the form and register.
That is so great.
Yeah.
I think sometimes, you know, dads kind of miss out on getting those connections
yeah,
sometimes.
That's
so this
true.
Is a great opportunity
this is the
for
opportunity.
That. I love it. All right. Now we are going to show you a portion of a webinar that I recently recorded with Lindsay LaVisca from A Heart for All Students. Mm-hmm. It is just for you parents who are homeschooling kids with special needs, or learning differences, struggling learners. And I think it's really going to encourage you.
All right, let's check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, I want to start out and let you know some things about homeschooling special needs kids in North Carolina specifically. So with the North Carolina law, there are no special considerations in the North Carolina law for kids with special needs. So if you're homeschooling a kid with special needs, you still have to follow all the same laws that everybody else does. You still have to take attendance. You still have to keep those vaccine records or your appropriate exemption. You still have to homeschool on a regular basis, 9 months of the calendar year. And you still have to give a standardized test once per year. Now, that is usually the sticky point for kids with different needs, but there's a lot of wiggle room within that law. You have to give a test, yes, but there is nothing in the law that says what grade level test you have to give. So if you have a 16-year-old that is maybe functioning on a third grade level, by all means, give a third grade test. It's totally fine. There's also nothing in the law about passing or failing. So you can just relax. We have to give a test. That is all the law says. So just don't worry. Don't stress about it. There's a lot of options. And if you want more detailed information about testing, there's a whole nother webinar just about testing. And there's a whole section on that webinar about testing special needs kids, what tests might be most appropriate, where to find them, and all of that information. You can also find that information on the NCHE website. So go to nche.com/helps. and look for the special needs page, and there's information on there about testing as well. Now, next, I want to talk to you about a program we have in North Carolina, and other states have them as well, but this program is special just for those of you homeschooling kids with special needs. It is the ESA Plus program. And in order to qualify for this program, your student has to be eligible for an IEP through the public school system. They don't have to have the whole IEP, but you do have to go through the process to get that paperwork that says they're eligible for it. And once they do that, then you apply for this program. Usually applications are available in February. So now probably it's too late, but you can look ahead and think about it for in future years. And when you apply for this program, then you have access to funds that you could use for everything from curriculum to technology to therapies. There's really not a lot of limits. They do have to be approved providers, but getting approved is not a difficult process, and it's a great program. So I encourage you to reach out for more information about that as well. Now, the last thing I wanted to tell you about, a couple of resources that we have available for you. And one is, I already mentioned, our website, nche.com. We have a whole page just for those of you homeschooling kids with any type of special needs. There are many resources linked on that page. And it's just a great place to go to get more information, to find resources, and get help. Then we have a Facebook group just for those of you homeschooling kids with any type of special needs. This is a fabulous, fabulous resource that I wish more people were taking advantage of. It's a great place to network, ask questions, get support and help, and just know that you're not alone in anything that you're struggling with or wondering about or any of that. So I hope you will take advantage of those resources. Now, I have a special guest for this webinar, and I can't wait to bring her on. So I'm going to put on the headphones, and we're going to talk to Lindsay LaVisca. All right. Hello, Lindsay.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
I am so thrilled to have you. So would you please introduce yourself and tell us about you and what you do and all of that?
Well, thank you so much again for having me. My name is Lindsay LaVisca, and I am the founder of A Heart for All Students. I am a homeschool mom. I've been a homeschool mom for more than 13 years. It was actually in graduate school when I was doing my student teaching that I knew I would be a homeschool mom.
Nice.
But I never, ever expected the journey that we've had over these past 13, 14 years. So I serve moms raising neurodivergent children, autistic children, children with ADHD, dyslexia, any child that really thinks outside the box, learns outside the box. And it has been such a blessing. The reason I started A Heart for All Students was because after I had two biological daughters, and about 9 years ago, we adopted a little boy. He was a baby. We adopted him at birth, and he radically rocked our world. That's shredded everything I believed about being a good mama. Mm-hmm. And a very good homeschooling mama. Mm-hmm. And everything I knew about teaching and just working with children flew out the window with this child. And I had to learn all over again. I had to learn about the brain. I had to learn about behavior. I had to learn about just emotional regulation, the sensory systems, just the way that we were designed. I was very humbled, and I'm grateful. But at the time, it was very, very, very hard. So for any mom that's listening that feels like you are in the pit and you can't even get out of bed to brush your teeth, I know what that feels like. Mm-hmm. I have been there. And I went through that for years. And long story short, I just started to start a Heart for All Students when I started noticing in students I was teaching. I was teaching some classes in our homeschool community. And I started noticing things that I used to think were behavioral, willful, behavioral issues, right, were actually, there was so much more going on. And I started changing the way I was teaching children, also in children's ministry. I've been in children's ministry for like 17 years at this point. And I just realized I was tutoring children. I realized I could help more kids by supporting moms, because when mom understands what's going on, it changes everything. And then together, each one of us as mom can support each other, each other's children, and actually make a difference for our kids. So that's what we've got with the Heart for All Students, and I'm grateful.
Okay, that looks like it's going to be a great webinar to see the whole thing.
It really is, and that was just a small portion of it. So if you want to see the rest of it, and I know you do, then you need to go to our website, nche.com/ability. We are going to show the whole thing coming up on August 22nd. You don't want to miss it. We're going to show the whole webinar, and also Lindsay and I will be live, ready to take your questions, get your feedback, anything like that. So it is free for you to watch on that day, but you do have to register to get access. So again, go to nche.com/ability to find out all those details and register.
And tell us the full title. I love the full title.
It is Focus on the Ability, Homeschooling Those with Special Needs and Learning Differences.
All right. Register so you can watch it.
Definitely.
If you've been watching the show for a while, you might remember in some of our first episodes, we had a segment called Homeschool Reality Moment. Mm-hmm. And this was the segment that was all about you. We wanted you to send your videos in so that we could see what was going on in your homeschool. Mm-hmm. Not only, mainly so that other families could see your great ideas or be inspired or encouraged, even through some of the hard things that we might be going through.
Yeah.
Right now, we'd like to really bring that one back. And in order to do so, we have an assignment for you. And that is this. We would love to see, how do you start your homeschool year? Maybe you can get on a video and just tell us some of your favorite traditions or creative things that you do to get your schedule jump-started or to motivate your kids.
Yeah.
Maybe while you're actually doing it, you can take some videos and explain what's going on, or have your kids even explain what they're doing and why they enjoy it. Mm-hmm. So please go to nchu.com/thehomeschoolshow, scroll down a little bit, and you'll see all the instructions about how to record that. And there's a link there about how to upload your video so that we can see it. And if you're the first video that we select to put on the air, we have a gift for you. Mm-hmm. And that's this book by Andrew Pudua called However Imperfectly, 30 Lessons Learned from 30 Years of Teaching. So this is a rich resource, and it's our gift to you if you will send your video in, and if you're the one that we pick to air it first. So again, go to nchu.com, the homeschool show, and find out how to do that and how to upload your video.
Okay.
All right, so now let's have Homeschool Helps with Amanda.
Yes. Welcome to Homeschool Helps with Amanda. I'm Amanda Wares, Homeschool Helps Director with NCHE. So today we are still going to be talking about getting started with homeschooling. I know a lot of you are just getting started, whether for the first time or just a new year for you. Today we're going to talk about, okay, now you've got your homeschool legally established. You are official with North Carolina. Now what? What is that homeschooling going to look like in your house every day? Now I want to start by giving you an example. Years ago, I had a good friend, and we would often speak to people about how to get started with homeschooling. And we like to do that together because there was such a contrast. So this friend, in her house, her homeschool looked very much like a one-room schoolhouse. She had desks She had a desk. Her kids had desks. They had a very structured schedule. Everything looked a lot like school, what you think of as school maybe, or what you remember of as school, but it was just at home in their school room at their house. And in contrast, in my house, that would not work for me. So for my friend, that really worked for her. It worked for their family. It worked for her kids. They thrived on that structure and really enjoyed that as a group. But in my house, that would not have worked. So we most often, you know, I have a big range of ages and stages, but we like to do as much as possible together as a group. So we did a lot of reading aloud together. We did a lot of experiments and hands-on activities and things like that. Most often you would find us sitting on the couch or even in the living room floor. Rarely did you see us sitting even at the dining room table. Sometimes, but not much. And that is what worked for my homeschool. That's what worked for my kids and our family. We also are not early risers in our house. So we did not, starting super early in the morning and having that kind of structure, really tight structure to our day would not work for us. And the good news is that it doesn't have to. If you asked 100 people what homeschooling looks like in their day, I think you'll get 100 different answers, because each family is so different with their needs, their schedule, the teaching style, and the kids' learning styles. So the beauty of homeschooling, and one of the great things about the freedom we have within that legal framework that I talked about last time, we have so much freedom and flexibility to make homeschooling work for us. So what might that look like in your house? Really, the sky is the limit. You make it work for you. I read years and years ago, a good framework, a good idea of how much sit down paper and pencil schoolwork per grade level is about 30 minutes per grade level. And in my 18, starting my 19th year of homeschooling, I found that to be pretty accurate with my own kids and with other kids that I know. So kindergarten, that sit down paper and pencil work, about 30 minutes. First grade, about an hour. That's about right. Now that does not mean, oh, your child is only learning 30 minutes a day. Of course not. One, they're always learning. But two, that doesn't include things like going on field trips, reading aloud great literature, even spending time doing experiments, doing cooking, all the different things that you do, the hands-on activities, doesn't include that. So don't feel constrained by that, but I hope that frees you to not feel like, oh, this homeschooling, it's not taking enough time. Think about how efficient. Can't beat the teacher-student ratio, right? You've got one-on-one. You're not spending time lining up to go to the bathroom or whatever they're doing in those public school classrooms. So it's very efficient, doesn't take as much time, and the focus, one-on-one, you're learning a lot. So back to what are we doing today? Freedom within that framework. You have the flexibility to make it work for your family, and don't feel constrained to a certain time frame, a certain schedule. You make it work for you. So I really hope that helps today.
Okay, it's time for a little wisdom from the Word. One of the things that's related to homeschooling is parenting, in the sense that we need to establish in our home some kind of order and some kind of peace. I've mentioned before how many parents I've run into who said, we could never homeschool. And I would say, why? And they say, because my kids wouldn't listen to me. And you know, what's interesting about that is that's not really a homeschooling problem. That's a parenting problem. So I'd like to read to you from Ephesians chapter 6. And this is a verse that's addressed to children, but I would like to address it to parents. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." So what's interesting about this is that children are supposed to obey their parents and fathers and mothers, but fathers are especially called out here to discipline and train their children. So here's what I want to say, and I hope that you can hear this. Some of you parents need to have your children obey you. For some reason, this generation, as I look at the young parents who are raising up their kids, it's like they won't tell their kids no, and they won't give them instructions. And when they do, and the kid disobeys, the parents don't do anything about it. And I'm really concerned about this, not only for the children, because this says there's a promise that when parents are obeyed and honored, that it is a blessing to the children. And so we don't want to deprive them of that blessing. Besides that, I don't know how you live, you know. It's really miserable when your kids are actually in charge. Some of you parents need to go ahead and admit, you're not in charge, your kid is. Your kid's the one making the decisions. Your kid is like a little terrorist who at any moment might throw a fit, right? Might scream or yell or manipulate us so that we are basically doing what they want. And we don't want it to be like that. And it's not good for the children. The children are not secure. They're not peaceful. The other day, my pastor was preaching on this, and he was talking about disciplining their children. And he said that some people in the audience might say, "Yeah, we don't discipline Johnny." And my pastor said, "Yeah, we know. We know you don't. He's been in the children's ministry." It's kind of obvious when kids are not disciplined and trained. So here's what I'm saying. Parents, don't be afraid to follow the biblical mandate and to be in charge of the kids, to tell them what to do, to give them instructions, to tell them no, there's certain things that they can't do. And the other side of that is being consistent about giving them some consequences and let them know ahead of time, if you disobey or disrespect mom and dad, you're going to have some consequences. And that means, you know, it could be a little type of spanking for little children. It could be depriving them of something that they really want, or time out. It really depends on the children, because certain things motivate certain children. But if you're not consistent about following through when you give them instructions or a no or a command, then they don't know what to expect. And this really has a lot to do with homeschooling too, right? Because how do you have them do assignments? How do we have structure and peace in our home when we can't get the kids simply to follow our instructions? So this is a wisdom from the Word. That's my encouragement to you. Don't follow the pattern of the culture right now, where parents won't tell their kids no. And even when they do, they don't know what to do about it. And the kids are kind of in charge. That's not good for them. That's not good for you. It's not good for education. It's not good for discipleship. So learn some first-time obedience. Learn to establish those consequences and let your children know. And the fact is, wherever you set the standard, they will rise to that standard and they will respond to you, and a new expectation will be set. And just like the Word says, you'll be blessed. The children will be blessed. I feel like your home is going to have more peace. And so I hope that you'll follow this wisdom from the Word.
Thanks so much for joining us this week. We would love to hear from you. Please send your questions and any feedback. You can reach us at thehomeschoolshow@nche.com. Also, please help others to find the show by subscribing and rating and leaving a review at Apple Podcasts and on YouTube. And if you think the show would be helpful for your friends and family, let them know about it. To learn how to subscribe to our show as a podcast and on YouTube, visit nche.com/thehomeschoolshow.
And until next week, continue to homeschool with confidence and joy.
Bye-bye.